Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Joy Taylor is joining me. Terry Bradshaw is out in Hawaii. He's undisclosed. I don't give up anybody's, you know, location. But he's out there. He looks happy. When Terry's in Hawaii, he looks happy. I'm still... Terry Bradshaw is in a house in Hawaii. I'm in a studio in L.A., and it's like I was talking to him 5 feet. Let's bring him on live. It's incredible. I don't even understand technology. I don't even understand it. Look at him. Look how happy.
Technology is a beautiful thing, huh?
It is a beautiful thing, and you look
I'm
happy.
I'm sitting here. Yeah, well, I've got a computer. I'm doing this through a computer, and 5 years ago, didn't know anything about computers. I had a flip phone, for goodness sake. So, yeah, it's crazy. You can sit here and you know, now you can turn your phone on, and what do you call that thing where you can see people? FaceTime.
Yeah.
I mean, now you can. My mother's 92 and she's locked down in a home in Shreveport, so you can FaceTime her. And it's pretty cool. I mean, this is good. I get to see you a whole lot better than radio. You know, this is nice. How have you been? Good?
I have been pretty good. Joy and I are making it through. You know, I was talking to Aikman yesterday and I said, you know, Troy, you're not a guy that would get nervous, but your first Super Bowl, did you get a little nervous? And he said, I was great all week. I slept great. It was great. And then they introduced me and I came out and all those flash bulbs. He goes, I don't even remember the first series. I don't even remember it. So, Terry, in your day, it wasn't as glamorous. Do you remember your first trip out of the tunnel for the Super Bowl?
I do. It was the Tulane Stadium.
Yep.
We were lined up going through the crowd. There was a roped off area. The defense was being introduced and the Vikings fans were there giving us the business and some Steeler fans. And this one big giant Viking fan, because it was really cold. It was hot as all get out the day before, rained that night and got really cold. And this Viking fan on the right, big fat guy, collapses and falls right in my way, right in front of me to go out on the field. And I looked down at him and it was like he just had a heart attack. And I'm, oh my God, this guy's had a heart attack. And I was just shocked. And we moved the rope around the body while the paramedics got to him. Don't know if he lived, don't know if he died, but nice way to start a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're a little more organized now.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, after the game, Colin, we had one reporter. We did one interview. That was it. It was, you know, very little media coverage at all that I recall. Not certainly anything like it is now, but yeah, there wasn't much media coverage at all.
You know, it's you and Tom Brady have been to a lot of these puppies. As you went to more Super Bowls, Terry, did they, maybe easier is the wrong word, were you more comfortable? Was it a little easier each time?
Yes.
It was.
Well, first of all, it's kind of like the first time is the path untraveled. And then the second time is, oh, I've been down this trail before, you know, so I know what to expect. And then the third time you actually have a machete with you and you're cutting some of the limbs that have kind of grown out over. So you're trimming it up, making it a personal highway. And you just know everything about it. So there's no surprises. The only thing different is the team you're playing. Other than that, you get used to the media, as the media did increase by the time we got to our last Super Bowl, which was 14, more media coverage. I'd been the MVP in the league, so I had that burden on my shoulders. I had the can't spell cat issue with Thomas Henderson in Super Bowl 13. 14, we play the Rams. They got all our coaches on the Rams. They know all our plays, all our adjustments. As the game moved on, it became more of a of a psychological game, an emotional game, to bury all that stuff so you could concentrate and play. But the first time, you just had no idea, you know. I don't know what it would be like, Colin, right now, for a young person to go out there and there's, you know, 2,500 reporters or 5,000 or whatever it is. That's pretty overwhelming.
You know, it's interesting. You look at some Brady stats, and when he faces pressure, he's not the same quarterback. We all get that. Like, when a quarterback's
nobody is.
That's right. But I remember your early career, you got the snot beat out of you. Your first couple years in the league, you got beat up a lot. When you went to the Super Bowls, you faced some good defensive fronts. You faced some real defensive fronts, but and you threw a deep ball. You weren't doing screen passes. So, so go back to, you know, Brady and pressure. As you aged and were smarter and knew the game to a higher level, did pressure affect you more or less?
What happened was, after 5 years, I had become extremely confident in my abilities as a quarterback, and I knew I was good, and I knew the team needed me. And therein came that pressure. I've got to play well or we're going to lose. Super Bowl IX, I didn't necessarily have to play well. In other words, I couldn't throw interception after interception, but I didn't particularly have to play well because it was such an awesome defense. Super Bowl XIV, I had to play well, and I threw three interceptions. But I came back and bombed them, the Rams, three times too, so made up for it. So there was more pressure on me, Colin, as I matured and became more a focal point of the Steelers offense. We were running team, and then we slowly were moving in to be a little more attacking team downfield.
So Mahomes has a great arm. You had a great arm. You had a great arm.
Right.
What is the, there's got to be a downside to it. I mean, everybody would like to have a great arm, but did your arm, Terry, ever get you in a little, like Mahomes has one of your arms where you're like, I can make that throw. Ever get you in trouble?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you see it. And you're thinking, I can beat that. My arm was super strong. I mean, I could gun that thing like the kid in Buffalo. I mean, I could whistle that thing. But you know what, Colin? I very seldom use probably just 70% of my power because it was all timing and throwing it up. And we threw the ball deep, so it was more, as they say, air under the football when I threw it. It wasn't a lot of, you know, gunning routes. Then threw very few hooks, threw very few outs or O-cuts. Mostly everything was post-end, post-corner, stuff like that. But it does get you in trouble because of your confidence in your arm. And then you stand there after you throw it and it's picked off. I'll never forget against the Houston Oilers in the first series. I'm driving the team down the field for a touchdown. And I threw what I thought was a perfect pass. I right in there and it got picked. And I watched the defensive back as he was running for a touchdown. And I didn't even try to tackle him. I just looked at him. And I was trying to figure out, now, how did he get that interception? I was trying to figure out, now, how did he do that, you know? So, yes, your arm will get you in trouble unless you eat some good snacks and Frito-Lay and have a Pepsi and life is good.
We'll get to that in a second. Hey.
Okay, I know you will. So I was trying to make it natural. No, I was trying to make it natural, not stayed. I was trying to make it natural.
I know you kind of jammed it in there, but we'll get the natural.
I did.
Part.
No, I don't doubt. Hey, I don't question. I jammed it in there. I did. You're right. You did.
Okay.
You're exactly right.
Go
ahead.
Now I'm going to ask a private question. This is a private one. So Brady.
A private question.
Yeah. So Brady won't drink a beer during the regular season. That's how dedicated he is. Okay. What was your level of dedication, Terry? How dedicated were you? Would you drink beer?
No.
What?
But I wasn't a drinker. I have bourbon now, as you well know.
Yeah, you like bourbon.
I love bourbon.
Yeah.
But I did not drink. My level of dedication was, I was totally committed to football, totally committed to being a great quarterback. I didn't have time to go to bars in Pittsburgh. I can almost add on both hands the time I went out and had a beer or something in Pittsburgh. I stayed to myself. You know what, Colin? My dad told me, you're carrying my name and don't you embarrass my name. And I didn't embarrass the name till after I retired. So while I was playing, I mean, not having a beer because he's dedicated. We all know one beer is not going to hurt you, but if that's what he feels like in his mind, he has to do, the temptation of that, the power of the mind, he certainly has, it served him well. And I would say continue on, Tom.
All right, I got one more question for you before we get to your Frito-Lay stuff. So I like Matt Stafford. He's got a heck of an arm. But Terry,
yes,
you got to win games. Okay, I'm not asking him to beat Aaron Rodgers. Hell, he can't beat the Bears and the Vikings. At some point, is Stafford just one of those, oh, he's got talent. Oh, this guy's got talent. Terry, at some point, you got to win games. 12 years, he's not winning games.
Yeah, you do have to look at that. Here's my observation of athletes is I like to go all the way back to their Pop Warner, if I can, then high school, then college. And if they've been consistently doing something for the, all of those stops in their life as they mature, they're going to do that in their professional sport. I think Stafford is a guy that, and I've asked myself that question too. Is he the difference maker? Well, he's better than Goff. I didn't like Goff at all. And now that he's got a new team, two number ones and a number three this year, there's pressure on him that he's never felt before. And I'm anxious to see. I'm anxious to see how he responds. And with the offense that McVay has, we saw McVay pull that offense in last year because he didn't trust his quarterback. You will now see the offense open up where the running game will become really good because of the passing game. I believe in Matthew Stafford. I will be so disappointed. He and I have the same agent. I'll be so disappointed if he doesn't shine. If he isn't he needs to be a difference maker. And I think your point's very valid. Hadn't done it yet. Listen, are you the guy that raises people up around you?
That's right.
Most people, but here's the thing, Colin. I believe most people that raise people up around them are guys that are out there screaming, Brady, screaming and hollering and da-da-da-da-da. Man, you better not mess up, you know, or someone will come up to you and say, hey, Tom, remember that interception in that first Kansas City game when you rolled right and threw a stupid pass back across the field and got an interception? We didn't say anything to you when you did that, so why are you on our ass? So
yeah,
I have a little trouble with that raising your level, you know. I believe you can be a leader. I was a quiet leader. I think Matthew's a quiet guy, but man, he is fun to watch. And I think we're going to really be impressed, Colin. I really do. I think he's going to have a great, probably 3, 4, 5 years. He's 32 years old. So, I mean, here's his chance to prove you, maybe you wrong. Maybe you've got some doubts. I'm a little on the fence. I'm not totally one way or the other. I want him to be great. And, you know, when you talk to somebody, and I did talk to him the other day, and I never seen him so excited in all my years of knowing him.
Wow.
And that's good. Yeah, I'm serious, Colin. He was giddy. He was just so excited. He flew back with McVay to California to look for a house. And,
ooh.
And, so, yeah. But I don't think they can announce this thing for a couple of months. But
right.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. All right.
But you know, that's why I'm going to be eating lots of chips.
Yeah.
I'm going to be watching this incredible commercial that we did with all these legends. And that'll be shown right before the coin flip, the Frito-Lay chip deal. It's the legends, man. It's a funny spot. You've already seen it probably. You want to ask me some more questions about it?
No,
I
mean,
you got your notes in front of you?
Well, I'm very prepared, Terry. I'm a professional broadcaster, as you know. I'm very prepared.
Yes, I know that.
By the way, Terry doesn't like my facial scruff. He doesn't like it.
But that's not true. Didn't say anything about not liking it.
You don't love it.
I thought you shaved the beard because as I look at you through my computer, you look like you've got a George Custard little thing right here and a mustache. I can't see the beard at all.
Well, I don't have a head.
You're a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
So Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Terry, I mean, I will never allow Colin to come in here with a mustache.
What? No, if I just wear a mustache, you don't even want to be. No. Seriously, it's creepy.
It will never happen.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
Okay, here we go. 'Twas the night before the Super Bowl. It's Frito-Lay's. It's right before the coin flip. Terry's right in it. It's Legends. And we got to go. Are you okay with me going now? Because you get mad sometimes.
I mean, we've talked for 15 minutes. And I made a nice paycheck, and that's all I got. Which everybody needs to have a Pepsi. Everybody needs to eat some Frito-Lay chips.
Yep.
Okay. Watch the commercials. It's only been shown once. And Colin, the next time we shoot our commercials, I've already told them I want you in it. So there. Hey, that's right, you big guy. You just let that old mustache hang out there, and we'll get you, you big old hound dog, you.
All right, Bradshaw, go have fun with your kids. All right, Terry Bradshaw.
See you later.
All right, see you later.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
I got to do an update with Joy, don't I?
Yeah. A quick one. We'll do it quickly.
All right. Joy Taylor, quickly with the news.
Quick update. No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right. The Eagles have not announced whether Carson Wentz or Jalen Hurts will be the starting quarterback going forward.
That's right.
Hurts says he's willing to embrace the challenge of the competition heading into the season.
I'm putting the work in on my end. Trying to build up relationships with my guys. I'm excited for this offseason. Just excited to take that next step. So, regardless of what, I'm challenging myself to, you know, be the best quarterback I can be. Learn from my mistakes as a team, learn from my mistakes from, you know, last year. Personally, you know, those four games that I got the opportunity to get my feet wet in.
Hurts, in his four games as a starter, has a 51.9 completion percentage. He had 919 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. He also had 272 rushing yards and 3 rushing touchdowns, but a 1-3 record. Wentz has missed 13 games, 8 regular season and 5 postseason due to injuries in his career. And he also has a $34.7 million cap hit next season, which is the 5th highest amongst quarterbacks, which is why he is still there.
And they have a coach who couldn't get through a press conference without giving all of us anxiety.
I think it's a really bad situation in Philadelphia.
Fourth place.
I think they missed missed a really big opening this year.
Yeah.
And the whole division is going to be a lot better next year.
Washington first, Dallas second, Giants third, Eagles fourth.
Yeah.
They got a quarterback controversy.
And you have two quarterbacks.
And a coach who could be over his skis.
It's not a good situation. So Tom Brady has set another record. According to Fanatics, Brady has become the best-selling NFL player ever over the two-week period leading up to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
His merchandise sales are also more than double than they were after his last conference championship appearance in the 2018 season. So it took just 3 days after this year's title game for sales to hit what they did in the full two-week period 2 years ago.
That shocks me that Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning. Like Peyton Manning and Favre are so middle America, so wholesome that Brady.
This is a new Brady.
I know.
He's got a nice tan. He's glowing. He's fun. His hair is waving.
Jet ski Tommy
is very different than scraping the ice off the windshield Tommy. It's a whole different life. No, I really think people are starting to come around to not only like the greatness that he is showing right now, but like it is literally a different Tom Brady. Like it's a different brand. A lot of people hated the New England dynasty, and this is different. It's fun. It's no risk it, no biscuit. It's still Tom Brady, but it feels different.
Yeah, it does. Oh, is that your update?
That is.
Boy, that was quick.
Well, listen, we gotta get Bradshaw time in. We don't get a lot of time with Bradshaw.
He meanders in and out of stuff.
We gotta make time for the legend.
Got commercials. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herdline News.
Super Bowl edition, best for last, 2 truths and a lie. I love this game coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Okay, we're calling it 2 truths and a lie. We do it about once every few months, Super Bowl edition. 3 facts but one's just made up. Joy Taylor, here we go.
All right. Tom Brady's nickname in college was
the
finisher.
Come on, Greg, where's the music? We need music, Greg. You got to be up on this. Come on, here we go. Let's go.
He fell asleep in the locker room before the first Super Bowl and made it to the field with minutes to spare.
Okay.
He was an intern for Merrill Lynch during college.
So one of these is a lie.
One of these is a lie.
His nickname in college was the finisher. Fell asleep in the locker room right before the first Super Bowl, made it onto the field within minutes, or was an intern for Merrill Lynch during college. I'm going to say his nickname in college was not the finisher.
You're correct. It was actually Comeback Kid.
So I got the lie right.
I mean, who walks up to Tom Brady like, hey, what's up, Comeback Kid? Bruce Arians holds the Virginia Tech record for the most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback in a single season with 11. Wears the same underwear before every game. Yum. Owns a boat called Risket Biscuit.
I'm going to say the lie is owns a boat called the Risket Biscuit.
Correct. That is the lie. Very good.
Thanks.
Wears the same underwear?
Gross.
I mean, I'm assuming they're washed. Gronk is fluent in Spanish. Has an energy drink called G-Juice. His great-grandpa represented the United States in cycling at the 1924 Summer Olympics.
That seems too random to be made up. But, you know, he went to Arizona. I bet you he knows University of Arizona. I'm going to say the one that looks like obviously true, I'm going to say is the lie. Has an energy drink called G-Juice is a lie.
Great job. 3 for 3. He does have an energy drink, but it is called...
And you're trying to trick me, because that seemed like the most obvious truth.
It's called Gronk. Mike Evans is a Harry Potter super fan. Had more offers from colleges to play basketball than football. Refers to Brady as Captain America and Gronk as the Hulk.
I don't think he's a Harry Potter super fan. That's a lie.
Final answer? Wrong. The lie is that he calls Brady Captain America and Gronk the Hulk. He actually had a Harry Potter themed wedding cake, which is we're showing right now. And he had 30 offers for basketball, less than 10 for football.
That's a Harry Potter birthday cake?
Yes. Have you seen the Harry Potter films?
I've seen one of them.
Yeah, pretty good. But yes, that's Harry Potter. Patrick Mahomes has a cereal named after him called Mahomes Magic Crunch.
Feels believable.
Writes number 10 on his arm before every game as motivation.
What timeout? Why
he was drafted 10th overall in the 2017 draft.
Right.
Threw a 16-strikeout no-hitter his senior year of high school.
I think writes number 10 on his arm before every game as motivation feels cheesy and a lie.
It is a lie. Number 10 is a very respectable place to be drafted. Andy Reid invested in a local Kansas City chili company called Big Red's.
That's totally believable.
Has won NFL Coach of the Year 4 times.
Believable.
Still has the car his dad bought for $25 in the 1940s.
Oh, come on. He doesn't have time to be a car guy. That last one's a lie.
No, the lie is that he invested in a Kansas City chili company called Big Red's.
Maybe should.
I think that would do well, yes.
I was going to say, then it's a huge mistake by Andy Reid, because that Big Red's Andy Reid chili would be a home run.
It would do well. Travis Kelce, his nickname is Zeus.
I think that's right.
Worked as a phone survey operator for local issues in Ohio. Met his girlfriend on a reality show.
Now, I know he did have a relationship with somebody in a reality show, but I don't know if they're still dating. Is this one of these trick questions? So the earlier trick question with Gronk I got right. I know that he dated a reality star girl, but I don't know if those things never last. So I'm going to say that's a trick question. He didn't meet his current girlfriend on a reality show. That's a lie.
That is a lie. He met her on Instagram.
Oh boy.
And she is
gorgeous. Is she?
Yes.
How do you have pictures
Kayla.
Of her?
I do not have pictures of her. They are readily available on the internet.
What's her name? Not that I'm
Kayla.
Interested. Kayla?
Yeah.
Kayla what?
I mean, I don't have her government name,
right.
But Kayla Nicole, she's amazing looking. Tyrann Mathieu earned his nickname Honey Badger because he got into a lot of fights in high school. Second nickname is the Landlord because of how he owns the field.
That feels true.
And was a top performer in long jump in high school.
I can see that. First of all, his nickname, the first one feels like a lie. His nickname, Honey Badger, because he got into a lot of fights in high school. Do honey badgers get into fights? That sounds like one of our producers couldn't come up with a good lie.
That is a lie. The LSU defensive coach gave him his nickname because of his ability to play tough football against larger opponents.
All right. I'm pretty good today. I think we're out of time.
Yeah, you know, you did really well.
That's pretty good today.
Which one did you get wrong?
Andy Reid.
Oh, you got Andy Reid wrong, yeah.
Well, I can't believe I'm usually lousy at this game.
Yeah, you did great.
You know, but as I mature, I'm more better in these crisis moments.
We need to start tricking you a little bit more.
Yeah. Cremo Barber Shave Cream fights the burn. I'm wearing it. Available at major retailers, Amazon, and thecremocompany.com, C-R-E-M-O. It's good stuff. It's very, very good. It's very effective. I use it. Smells good for my rich Wolverine-like beard that I now have covering my face. All right, we're done. Joy and I back tomorrow to the Herd.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.